Morning for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, and that is recent Star Valley High School graduate Sarah McCann, a graduate of 2022, and now running track for Lane Community College. Sarah, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing so well. Thank you so much for your time. Sarah, it seems like so just like recent memory. Of course, it was. I mean, it was just a year that you graduated. But we're hearing about Sarah McCann winning this and winning that and all-state and records for Star Valley High. And then you go to college and you're competing up in Oregon. And we're hearing the same thing, Sarah. You're winning this race and winning that race and getting this award. Sounds like you've had a great freshman year.
Yeah, it was really great. I'm super thankful I had the opportunity to continue my track career in college. And I had a lot of great experiences, and I'm excited for what's to come.
So just so our listeners know, Lane Community College in Eugene, Sarah won the Southern Regional Championship in both the 100 and 200 races, the NWAC Conference Championship, first place in the 1 and 200, and also the 4x100 relay team. Sarah also voted Female Athlete MVP for her track team. Sarah, just in her freshman year, so a great start. Sarah, what do you credit your success to as in your early going of college sports?
I'd say definitely a lot of it comes from, you know, my high school training, getting a lot of the bases down, and then being able to carry that on to the next level with different coaches and lots of technical help. And yeah,
what was the biggest difference between competing in high school track and field and college track and field?
I'd say in college, it's just a lot more intense, longer practices, more practices. There's some big summer expectations for training. You know, it's just a big commitment in college. It takes up a lot of time.
And it's obviously something you obviously love doing it, right? Because you're continuing on and heading into your sophomore season. So what is a summer like for you, Sarah, when you prepare for the upcoming school year and the upcoming season?
So we start training in July, and we'll be about 3 days a week. And then August will be 5, and then we'll start actual practice in September with the team back in Eugene, 5 days a week.
What is a track season like in college? Because of course you have football season, and then you have, you know, the sports season, and then you have the spring season. Is it similar in high school? You have the fall is cross country, and then the spring is track and field, or how does that play in college for an athlete like yourself? Or is it year-round for you? I guess that's my question. Is track and field, like, do you compete year-round, or when is the track and field season? Is that in the spring in for collegiate sports?
Oh, yeah. So for college, we just have an outdoor season, and it starts in March and goes till about May. But we are training, like, year-round.
Gotcha.
So we put lots of time into it. Yeah.
Sarah, what was the transition like for you from going to a high school athlete, a high school student, to a collegiate student athlete, and trying to balance, you mentioned the time commitment to be a collegiate athlete. How was that transition to balance your schoolwork and sports in college?
It was a big change. You know, that time just trying to figure out how to manage life on my own, while also going to practice for a couple hours a day and school all day, and then, you know, homework, you know, in the springtime, then we're gone every weekend. So it was a big change to try and figure out how to balance social life and maybe get a job. And yeah,
absolutely. So now going into your sophomore season, you probably feel a little more comfortable. Do you feel that way heading into your sophomore year now?
Yeah, I'm definitely not as nervous. You know, I found some good friends in Oregon, and we're excited for more competing together. And yeah.
Excellent. Sarah McCann on the air, recent graduate of Star Valley High School. Tell us more about Lane Community College, Sarah. Why did you decide to go to Eugene to compete for Lane Community College?
Well, Eugene is known as Track Town USA, so it's a big running community. And in Eugene, there's Hayward Field, which is a huge track venue. And I fortunately got to run there a few times, and I actually won my heat there a couple of times. So that was really cool experience to run on a huge track. But yeah.
Excellent. Sarah, what advice do you have when you look back at your time running track at Star Valley High School? What do you wish you had done differently to prepare yourself better for college? What advice would you give to current high school athletes that want to compete at the next level?
That's a good question. I would have to say, you know, competing in college is just a lot different than high school, and I'd have to tell them just enjoy it more in high school. I really loved being in Eugene, but it's just been different, and I wish I would have just, I guess, enjoyed it more in high school and not taken it for granted as much, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Sarah, anything we missed about your time in Eugene and the experience you've had so far that you'd like to share?
I can't really think of anything.
Okay. Well, good enough. What are you studying, Sarah? Outside of track, what are you studying academically as far as your degree choice?
So right now I'm mostly undecided for my major, but I'm interested in elementary education, but still haven't quite decided.
All right. Well, Sarah, we wish you the best of luck, and thank you so much for your time. And you know what? Congratulations on an outstanding freshman year. That's incredible. We look forward to seeing what's next.